The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Mind Pump. We talk a lot about fitness, diet, supplements, and a lot of other bullshit. So we're going to talk about a subject that's kind of interesting. Oh, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to our radio show because I told you to. So let's see here. So check out this study, guys. This is a study done by the National Institute of Health, and it states that narcissistic personality disorders are three times as prominent in Generation Y as they are in those in people 65 years or older.
Is that why they're called the Generation Me?
Generation Me, they'll call them. Generation Me, that's right. Narcissistic disorders are so much more prevalent today with the youth than
they are. That everywhere. I mean, look at the social media. It's just like littered with
I think we're Generation X, right? Do we fall in that category, Generation X?
Yeah, we're X.
Yeah. I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Yeah, we're all
together. I'm 35, but I don't look almost a day younger than 45. Yeah. So this is interesting to me because now I have two kids. Okay, I got a boy and a girl. And I find this, I don't know, I guess I find it disturbing. But you enroll your kid in a sport. And yeah, it's pretty disturbing. You put your kid in a sport and everybody gets a fucking trophy.
Oh, it's such bullshit, dude.
So that really happens because I have two kids myself, but they're not really old enough to compete yet. But yeah, I was wondering about that because I heard about that like nowadays that they just don't want anybody to feel bad or
they don't
want to
hurt anyone's feelings, dude.
Yeah,
we're all about protecting everyone's feelings.
Yeah, newsflash, life sucks sometimes and you fucking learn from it.
Yeah, like, stop being a pussy. Yeah. Get back up, dude. Take your last place trophy and fucking try and win next time.
Listen, I'm going to be straight up here, okay? I was not the best athlete. In fact, I was probably one of the worst athletes. I was incredibly uncoordinated, if you will.
Guessed that.
Yeah, exactly. I was very uncoordinated as an athlete. I was much more of an intellectual, nerd. And you know what? I learned so much more from being, losing at sports than I ever did from winning anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you learn so much more. And it's like today, it's like they don't want the kids to be to ever lose.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Is that you learn so much from failure. And we've talked about this, before,
that's why I randomly kick my kid's ass every once in a while. boom, out of nowhere. Boom, you lost, motherfucker. Learn something.
Yeah, I know. My wife, gets mad because I will wrestle and I'll win. You're not strong enough yet.
Yeah.
You will be. You will be at some point.
That's going to be sad the day that your kid, I don't know if I'm going to deal with that.
And throws you. Yeah, that's a scary thought. But yeah, no, seriously. We need to stop this whole nonsense. It irritates me because people need to really understand that if it's hard and you have to learn perseverance, you have to learn struggle, you have to learn
and you're gonna get your
discipline.
Ass you're gonna get your ass kicked.
You're gonna get your ass kicked along the way. That doesn't mean that you're.
Not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I'm not advocating bullying or kids picking on each other. That's fucked up. I'm talking about getting your ass kicked in a sport, mm-hmm. getting your ass kicked,
being on a losing team, and
you learn from that. And did you guys know? Check this out. Schools, most schools now outlaw dodgeball.
Oh yeah,
that's so weak.
Yeah, you can't play dodgeball. It's too violent. And when you pick team, okay, what did you guys do when you guys were kids? Didn't the teacher pick two team captains?
Oh yeah, then you picked the teams. And now they don't want that because they want the kid who's picked last. Well, they want his feelings to be hurt.
Right.
And, that's part of growing up. I've been thrown in a trash can. I've been teased. I've been all that stuff, And
kids are so brutal. Kids
are tough. And I think that there's a point where and I think that's on the parents, right? For parenting, on which you teach your kids what's okay and not okay. That's just bad parenting by some parent that you know, allows their kid to be a bully and go to school and pick on other kids. Yeah. But, you know, what I don't like is when the system gets involved and starts to control things like this. And that's the part that is then you get this, these kids nowadays that have this sense of entitlement.
Yeah,
like, most definitely.
You know, and it's crazy, you know, and you see it a lot now too with, you know, they go through school like they're supposed to and they get their degree and they come out and they just think that they're going to, you're supposed to get handed this, you know, six-figure job right afterwards. You mean I actually have to work? You mean I have to be paid really bad
well,
first?
I've heard stories. I trained some professors, college professors, and I've heard stories where parents will call the professor because their kid didn't get a good grade on something.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, if I got a bad grade on something, my mom didn't call the teacher. My mom whooped my ass. It was my fucking fault. It wasn't the teacher's fault.
Right.
Like, you study and get your ass together and do your shit. Now, of course, there's bad teachers out there.
There are, and there's cases where you need to stick up for your kids.
Definitely. Yeah. But, you know, this whole thing about make, you know, everybody, you know, all the kid, no one can have their feelings hurt. Everybody's equal. Let me tell you something about life, ladies and gentlemen. It is not equal. Some of us are tall. Listen, it's not fair that Shaquille O'Neal is a fucking badass basketball player. But I don't want, you know, somebody to like make him suck more so that I feel better.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just the way it is. He's better at he's good at basketball. He's freaking, you know, 7 feet tall. He's a giant. That's just the way it is. And it's just the way it works. So, you know, making these rules where everybody gets, you know, a trophy and nobody can ever lose and we can't play dodgeball. And remember Red Rover? Oh, remember that game where you
steal
ran?
The bacon? Oh, you can't do any of those games anymore.
No, Red Rover. Could you imagine kids today playing Red Rover and just running through each other?
It was on the asphalt too. We used to play that. I think I actually saw a couple kids get really injured.
Yeah.
But we didn't think anything of it. We just thought, oh, that happens.
What about playgrounds? What did playgrounds look like when you guys were kids?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of dangerous stuff, right?
Asphalt and sand and
metal. They were metal. Yeah. Like if you got on that shit after it was in the sun, you'd burn the hell out of yourself.
Yeah.
These things are made out of freaking styrofoam.
Bees are coming
all this
out
shit,
it.
Though, builds character, bro. All this stuff builds character, right? If you haven't scalded your hand on the monkey bars at least once, you know.
Did you wear a helmet?
I broke my arm on the monkey bars twice.
And he was 19. Yeah. Dude, do you guys ever wear helmets?
No.
When you were riding your bikes and shit like that?
I never wore a helmet.
If you wore your helmet when I was a kid, somebody would beat you up.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a pussy.
Yeah.
What are you wearing a helmet for, dude?
Yeah. You didn't ride, you know, and we would go off. We'd go off and play. Nobody knew where we were.
Now, I know we're rambling on about this, and I think that some of it we're taking it to an extreme.
It's like a generational thing.
Of course, there's exceptions to the rule. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't put a helmet on your little kid when he's riding across the bike across the
business
street.
Helmets on my kids now, too. It's
of course. It is.
We're all hypocrites.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, let's...
My kids are pussies. Put a helmet on.
Dude, we used to drive, like, sit in the back of my dad's truck, and there was a tank of gasoline, and we're smelling this the entire way, like, miles and miles and miles across the country.
And it did not affect you at all.
No, not at all. My short-term memory is great. But, I mean, we weren't wearing seatbelts, like...
Yeah.
And I mean, even the previous generation before us had it even crazier. Like, nobody wore seatbelts.
It's true. Like, we were pussies compared to the previous generation.
Oh,
like,
God,
you know, my grandfather was smoking cigarettes when he's like 12 years old. You know, my great grandpa. I mean,
and when you start smoking at 19, you're just a puss for starting at 19. Yeah, 19. Yeah. I've been smoking for 7 years by that time.
Yeah. I shot 4 people by the time I was there. I wonder what our grandkids, like, you know, what are they going to be doing? Are they going to be like floating around in little bubbles?
God, I know. Right. How soft we're going to be in a short amount of time here.
Well, it's interesting, but it is interesting. I mean, what does it say about, like, because you have instant gratification, right, with social media. Kids are posting selfies all the time, like all this reaffirm, you know, they're trying to get reaffirmed at how cute they are, good looking they are. They're always, you know, needing people to approve of what they're doing,
right. The
needing to tell everybody, like, I just ate a fucking omelet. Let me take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. It's interesting.
Well,
not
getting any likes.
I think it's a great, it's an interesting point because both you and I are, you know, have indulged in that in the last year or two. For me, it's coming up on 2 years. You're just getting involved in it and
social media, posting, pictures.
Posting selfies. And definitely, I think,
I don't take any selfies.
Sal and I can both attest that we have, I'm sure
did
somebody,
you ever count
if somebody grabbed my phone, they would think I'm the most self-absorbed asshole ever because this guy goes around taking fucking pictures of himself. Everywhere he goes, in every muscle part on his body, he's so full of himself. But really, it's always been for the social media. But where I'm going with this is that I think you and I, we've gotten into it. We utilize it as a tool, as a fun place, it's a social place.
It's part of my brand.
Yeah, right?
I have to build my brand. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be. So maybe half.
And if we don't get a certain amount of likes on a certain picture, this and that, it doesn't affect my day. Where there's actually, you hear now a lot of these kids, like there's been like stories of like kids like terrorizing each other on the social media stuff by
bullying
bullying through social media, like picking on them on there, or you know, if kids don't get like pictures on their likes, they're all depressed and sad on their pictures. It's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, you really give that much of a shit?
It's interesting because kids get jobs later now. That, you know, I got my first job at 14. Kids now are getting jobs, and like the first job is like 20.
Yeah.
And this is fucking crazy. I've had like 5 people now tell me about their kids. I have clients and they have kids that are, you know, in their early 20s or late teens. Kids don't get their driver's licenses anymore.
Yeah.
Like when we were like, as soon as you turn
harder, right? Didn't they make it like
they did? But listen, when we were kids, like as soon as you turned 16,
oh, you had to get it.
That's, you got your license.
Freedom. Oh, yeah.
The average age now of a driver's license, it's higher now, and I know kids like waited till they were like 19, 20.
Yeah.
To get their driver's license. That's weird, right?
That is weird.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, no.
It's going to be even less now, too, with like Uber and Lyft and these things.
Yeah, all these.
I mean, can you imagine like how much easier that is for kids to just, you know, get a Lyft?
I don't know, maybe because they can connect easier now through social media. I feel like, the internet.
And then that's the whole thing where everybody's talking on their phone to each other and not talking.
Oh, speaking
verbally.
Of which, man, could you imagine if we had freaking FaceTime when you first started dating? Oh my god,
the damage.
That scares the shit out of me, man. I got.
Well, I'm just glad YouTube didn't exist when I was growing up. You imagine all those videos and everything people would put up, and just like,
how about porn? How about that? Do you guys remember? You remember getting a porn magazine?
Yeah, that was
like one magazine. That was the one you used.
Yeah, or that one DVD, right? You saved all your money up to buy that one $50 DVD. It's mostly, that DVD would be a cassette back in our days. Yeah. It was a cassette. I have a funny story for that. So check this out. You guys are gonna like this one.
It was a VHS.
Here's one that neither one of you heard. So I was let's see here.
This is gonna get good. Whenever let me just tell the listeners, when Adam gets calm and you hear his voice. He's about to tell an awesome fucking story.
So when I'm trying to think how old I was to be exact on this for you guys, I want to guess, because I'm trying to remember what house I was in. I was probably about 13 years old or so, 13, 14 years old, probably 14 years old. And I had got my first porn, you know, I had a cassette, and I saved up a bunch of money. It was $50 for it. And then we went down.
And those things were like, it was like gold.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I had it, you know, I had it all, I put it in like this other DVD case of a movie, or I keep saying DVD. It was not a DVD. It was a cassette and another, a video cassette, case, and hid in my room and underneath and hidden behind the TV thing. Right. I had it all stored away. Well, I come home from school one day and, I walk in my room, and the cassette is completely fucking strung all the way out.
Oh, shit, you got caught.
My mom had found my cassette, and she had pulled all the tape out. It was a $50 porn, so it was like a good 4-hour one. You know, it had a lot of good footage.
Oh, my God, that's so, like, that's so invaluable. When
It's $50 is a lot of money, dude.
Forget the money. That's like the most invaluable. When you're 14 years old, in our day, when we were kids, porn was like.
Well, yeah, not to mention when you're 14 and stuff, you couldn't just walk in a store and go buy that. So you had to, I can't even remember how I got it.
Some homeless guy to buy it for you.
Somebody older than, you know, or probably had to pay somebody else a certain amount of money to get it, right? So it's not easy.
It was all strung out. Yeah, so your mom found it and just ripped it apart.
Okay, so then she finds it, and I'm upset inside. But you can't show that to your mom, right? You're pissed. You ripped my porn up, mom, right? You
sound like, what's that, mom?
Right. So, and my mom's in her room, and my sister says, you know, mom wants to talk. Told me when you get home because she wants to talk.
Now,
to
was it a really nasty porn? Because that makes a big difference. Oh, yeah. If it's like just naked chicks, like okay. But if it's like filthy,
it was on
gonzo film
on a scale of really bad porn and stuff like that. No, this is my first, you know, porn that I ever purchased as a kid. So this was definitely it was probably what we see on Cinemax now.
Okay.
Right? Nowadays, which you can watch at 10 o'clock, you could probably catch it on Cinemax nowadays, right? So it wasn't really, really bad, right? If you could define what really, really bad of a porn is, right? So anyways, I go into my mom in the room, and she's sitting on the bed, and her face is in her hands, and she's crying. She's just like, she's just so distraught, right? And I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she like tells me to sit down next to her and talk about being a 14-year-old boy, the most awkward. So if those of you that don't know, my father took his life when I was 7 years old. So I grew up without my real father. And so my mother had had to have these type of conversations with me. So imagine how you're a 14-year-old boy. You're just learning about boners and finding your thing and everything like that and finding out what it can actually do and stuff.
What it can do.
and practicing with videos like this, right? So it's a fascinating, great time in my life right now. And then I'm going to have this conversation with my mother, you know, my mom, and she's crying to make it even more awkward. So it's already awkward.
Because, girls, I mean, and especially moms, like, they didn't understand.
Oh, my mom didn't. My mom thought I had a problem. My mom asked me.
She was completely normal.
Oh, this was not like a discipline thing. This was like my mom was completely heartbroken and was just like, oh my God, son, why do you feel like you need to do this? And I was like, I felt so guilty and so bad for like this, having this porn and then trying to explain to my mom that like, Mom, it's normal. Boys do this, And my mom be like, no, it's not normal. And then like me thinking that like,
Mom, why do you think the conditioner is always out of the conditioner bottle?
So it was such an awkward conversation that I'll never forget, man. I'll never forget that conversation with my mom. And, you know, she was angry and hurt and sad. And I was fucking pissed and uncomfortable and just, and not knowing how to handle
this. And you went and you jerked off the next day. Kids are fucking spoiled with porn nowadays. Like, you can go online. Let me tell you what I had, okay? My cousin, I don't know how he got his hands on this shit. I'm sorry, bro, for ratting you out. Everyone's going to know who it is. But he got his hands on one magazine, okay? And so me and him shared this magazine. We would fucking pass it back and forth. So finally what he did, his dad had a copy machine. So he photocopied pages of this fucking porn. So this is what I used.
Did he leave?
This is what I used for years. Were photocopies of pictures. That's what I fucking used. You spoiled fucking kid. Actually, I'm glad.
You're like coloring in the.
I can picture it in my mind right now what they look like. I memorized those damn pictures. So I tell you something, right? They're so fucking spoiled. It's probably a good thing that we didn't have internet back then, because I think I would have broke myself.
To transition this back, like,
thank you, Justin.
I think this is really it. It's like an overstimulation, right? So, information.
We would
so
have overstimulated ourselves.
Yeah, overstimulation is a bad thing.
Who needs pre-workout?
You got to work for it. You got to, like you said, even if it's that, you got to walk and...
Well, yeah, like you said, finish what you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, you got to go to the store. You got to be awkward. It's in the back, you know.
Builds fucking character.
Right, exactly.
That shit builds character.
Do you guys remember?
You got to go through the process
you
of
push
it
a button
to
on
get
your,
there.
These kids now push a button on their cell phone.
Then you enjoy it. I mean, let's be honest, and this is whatever example, but you're going to enjoy that more because of that process. Because it's hard to get to that point.
So you know what's interesting now? Doctors are now seeing, I swear to God, you guys can look this up. They're now seeing teens and men in their 20s with erectile dysfunction.
What?
Because of pornography. Oh, yeah. They're becoming so desensitized because they're so available that then when they go and bang a regular chick, they have issues getting it up.
They've had studies on that a long time from someone who avidly watches porn and stuff like that.
Someone who avidly watches
he's
on Google. What happens to somebody who avidly watches porn?
No, absolutely. You can, because what happens is you start to this false sense of what sex is really like. Yeah. You know, if you start watching, because, you know, unless you're really lucky. And let me tell you, if you catch that unicorn, okay? If you capture that unicorn.
What's the unicorn? What's the unicorn, right? The really, what's the unicorn? The really good girl that's really good in bed, but not crazy?
No. The girl who is, you can bring her home to mom, to dad, and she lives the most innocent, sweet, brilliant, smart woman, but in the bedroom, she is a porn star.
An animal.
Yeah, so.
Why is that a unicorn? It doesn't exist.
And if you find one, you catch it and you keep it, and then call me so we can study it. So
I remember watching. I don't know if you guys remember this, but you would have the cable channels, and you'd go up to the porn channel, but it was all descrambled. Do you guys remember this shit?
Like, dude, sitting and watching.
Bro,
that,
we used to. So my buddy, we lived in the country, and he had the big, you know, the old school big satellite dishes, right? Yeah. You know, real slow. Yeah. And it was like the channels were like D619. Like, yeah. Right, yeah. Get a tune. You literally had to connect to the satellites, right? And like wait for them to connect. So we used to do that. And his parents obviously didn't pay for porn. But if you moved the satellite between like D619 and E420, you could get this fuzzy, blurry.
Everyone you get sound yeah. every now and then. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
You could like, see, you could see, you could make out like naked bodies, right? We would sit there as kids at like 11 o'clock at night, sitting up all night long watching that, dude.
Dude, my first porn magazine, I hate admitting this. God, this is horrible. I hope my mom never listens to this. My first porn magazine was like a Sears catalog, the fucking bra section. This is how desperate.
Not even Victoria's Secret.
No, this is how, and the best part was when they had the bras for women who were like breastfeeding. So they had the part that would open.
Granny panties.
They had the part that would open where the nipple would show, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, it's a nipple!"
Whoa.
Oh, we had to work hard for that shit.
Yeah. That's what hard, like National Geographic.
Hey,
mine, so.
National Geographic.
Justin brings up such a great point, though, that it sounds so stupid. I know we're on an extreme.
How the fuck did we get in this subject?
Well, it's an extreme analogy of what we're talking about, that instant gratification and that sense of entitlement. That they get everything comes to them so.
You're not entitled to porn, motherfucker. You gotta earn that. Yeah, you gotta earn it, son.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to be looking at it yet. You know, this is too early for you. What are you doing?
Use your imagination.
Right? Yeah. The fact that you get to just put it on your phone, that's not
who
fair.
Uses their imagination nowadays anymore.
You gotta draw. Right? Okay, did you guys ever sit in class and then just start drawing like naked bodies and things? That, like,
no,
nope,
I'm the only one.
That was just you, bro.
You're fucking weird. Can I see those, please? Those drawings?
Yeah. I had to use my imagination, is what I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah,
make
you
a
have
point
to,
of, right?
You'd have to, you know, and it's they have like these new like trends. They like NoFap. They call NoFap like I'm NoFap for 30 days. Fap means FAP means masturbate. I guess it's the sound that it makes when you jerk off. Fat, fat, fat.
Where did you hear this?
It's on the internet. Look it up. NoFap. And so guys will go on these like. No masturbation, like they won't jerk off for a month, or they'll go on these contests and to resensitize themselves because they're finding that they're becoming desensitized because of all the available porn.
That is hilarious.
It's true. You know, it's funny when you find yourself watching porn. God, again, I hope my wife and mom are never. but you end up looking at more and more extreme shit to get the same kind of effect, right?
Oh, so I have to. I've been lucky to not ever be one of the. All my buddies are hardcore like porn guys for sure. I've been lucky enough to not get that. I went through my phase as a kid, and I went through my strip club phase for sure. But the fact that we do have porn really, and maybe it's a time thing now. Maybe I'm older. You know, maybe we're settled
you're
down.
Actually working.
Yeah, you know, maybe we don't find the same time, but. Maybe you know, rewind 10 years ago, and maybe if I had an iPhone that was capable of YouTube videos like it is now and Googling the internet that fast, like maybe it would be a different story. But I've never got sucked in. Like I've seen people get sucked in, and you do see that. They just, like you said, get more and more extreme. Like it was just...
They become desensitized, and then all of a sudden regular things don't do anything for them. So a lot of guys are choosing to abstain from these types of things so they can rebuild sensitivity. It's a problem that did not exist when we were kids because, like, you know, I mean, think about it. Like, you would see a girl with a short sleeve shirt on in junior high, and she might bend over to do something, and you could kind of see down her shirt just a little bit, and it was like, you know? But if you got porn available all the time, you'd be like, no big deal.
Yeah, right. And go pull my phone up and see way more than that, right?
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so I think what we're basically trying to say is, that that is the best example of how this generation is entitled, and it's ruining you.
It's
fucking ruining you.
You know what I'm afraid of?
I'm afraid that
generation, before you know it, is going to be you know, the bosses and the CEOs and running this country, man. How about all these
pictures and shit that they post online that they think, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm fucking hammered. I'm going to post a picture of myself all smashed, or I'm smoking a joint. Let me post the picture. I've seen kids post pictures of themselves doing the craziest shit. And I'm like, that doesn't go away.
That doesn't go away at all. And like kids really, I mean, and this is another parenting thing where you really have to address all these things. And that's what scares me more than anything, I think, is just like this, that availability for them to like, you know, go through these processes we went through where the technology wasn't there to capture it.
Yeah. Because this shit happened when we were kids. I mean, stuff like that happened when we were kids. We just didn't have a picture of it forever.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait.
So we could deny it for a really long time.
I cannot wait for, like, presidential elections, like, 30 years from now. Like, they're going to have so much shit on each other. Like, let's pull up your Facebook from, you know, 2010.
Smear campaigns.
There you are making out with four girls, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. Or is it just going to change? Are people not going to give a shit at that point?
Right. That's what you have to ask yourself, too.
I don't know.
It will evolve to that point where it's social media will be a part of the presidency. You know, it'll be part of all that stuff. It'll be crazy like that.
There he is doing lines off a hooker's ass. No big deal.
That's how he'll get voted by, is if the most popular Instagram guy will become the president.
That's Adam. A scary thought.
President Adam Schaefer.
He's already making his campaign.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.